Okay, so it's my first podcast, and it's my third night of not sleeping, right? I'm wide awake, 3:30, no problem. Well, 90% of the time when I do this, my phone's fully charged. I'm charging it now, and this charger sucks. It's boring. That 70 shows in the background. It's always good for good laughs, but once you watch it the first four times, it's not that fun. I have to be up at 8 to redo my entire driveway with gravel. And then run to Sumter, which most of y'all probably know. Run there, get stuff like for groceries, yada yada, possibly meet up with a few friends, who one of them might be on this podcast sooner or later. I don't know, possibly, but I'm a senior for high school, and I'm just close to graduating. I'm happy. I'll be June 8th, I'll be out of high school, but other than that, it's just like, it's so surreal. Life is crazy. I didn't think of all things that would kind of get my mind in a twist is what I would be doing during high school, no, out after high school. Like, yeah, I knew once I get out of high school, I'd get a job, do work, pay bills, not really have to worry about college, because college isn't my thing. Well, how do I put this? The only reason why I'm still where I'm at, because I don't want to separate my two dogs. I know it's my conversations are all jumbled up, but my dog Bear, he's the father of my other dog Grizz. As much as they fight, you can't separate them. You separate them, they have panic attacks. Well, Bear's 7, Grizz is almost 3, and can't separate them as much as I want to. Well, I really don't, but it's just how How about the Mets? Baseball joke. I don't do well with stuff. I don't know, I should have wrote a script. Maybe I would have been okay. I'm not good at reading off paper either. But, TikTok is the thing. Yeah, speaking of TikTok, hold up. That's a topic I could get on. TikTok was something that I found that, it, well, I found. It was a meme at first. All my friends were ragging on it. I was ragging on it. Then I downloaded it as a meme. As one does. Well, then I actually started liking TikTok. I don't post much. I only post stuff about my friends, random stuff. But now it's addicting to watch TikTok. It's 90% of the time what I do if I'm not on Twitter. Which, follow me, Sledgehammer229, or Sledgehammer. I'm not 100% sure on what it's called right now. Hit me up on my second podcast, but TikTok, wonderful, a lot of great content creators, a lot of great, most of the audience is cool, the other are stupid. TikTok itself, the administrators behind it, or the admins, suck, they absolutely suck. They take people's posts down when they don't need to. Content creators that I like to watch. And they suffer because TikTok doesn't want to realize their algorithm is trash and that they don't need to try to filter stuff that's not bad. Or bad at all. It's four, I think the age is 12 and up. If you're 12, I'm pretty sure you've seen some titties before. Even though I don't recommend nudity, I'm still saying some over boob or side boob won't kill somebody. Like, I don't know. Oh, yeah, I don't know what to say now. It'd be a lot funnier if I had my friend. I'm kind of lonely right now. Sounds depressing. Not really. Oh, another thing. I'm friends with one of my exes that, and while I was in 10th grade, broke my heart. She cheated. Known her for 8 years now. She cheated on me in 10th grade. Found out because my cousin told me because one of his friends was dating her. Well, I'm friends with her now. Kind of a smart but not smart idea. Because, like, she was my first love. But, and I do still have a little bit of feelings for her, but it's, I'm with a great girl now. I love her. She's the love of my life. It's, my life I can't complain about. But I can at the same time, you know? Like, I'm in a good place. But I'm also in a shitty place. Like, I wish my life would be going better. I wish that I actually did something with my life. Changed my body, because here, so I don't know. Which, y'all really don't. I'm 350 pounds, 6 foot. It's, I was diagnosed with bronchitis 4 weeks ago. It's rough out here. I know I'm kind of not, struggling, but yeah, everybody has their own perspectives. Like, I know there are people that have it a lot worse than me. A lot. Like, speaking of which, I have a friend. She has a loved one that was in. She has a loved one that was in the hospital. He actually got out about 4 hours ago, but she was going through it because that loved one of hers was really close, and she didn't want to lose somebody else to the same disease that took one of her other loved ones. But I'm not trying to be on a sad topic. It's just, I'm speaking of what comes in my brain. Or mind, whatever you want to say. But it's hard for me to think of good content right now. This is going to be a kind of a short podcast as my pilot. This does well. I'm definitely going to do about a 30-minute podcast with some friends. It gives you more laughs and shit. Yeah. So, I'm gonna part ways for now, and I'll talk to y'all next time. Hopefully I get good reviews.